Now, on page 96, this is pretty typical, spiritual gifts and power. When this subject is touched on by any of these apostate fathers, this is pretty much consistent. Irenaeus states that the gifts of the Spirit are still being exercised in his day, as well as miracles being wrought. In particular, he mentions that the gift of prophecy comes upon those to whom God sends his grace from above. And he tells of the dead being raised back to life by the assembly of believers directing her prayers to the Lord, and that those who were brought back to life remained among us for many years. Others have foreknowledge of things to come. They see visions and utter prophetic expressions. Some others among the saints healed the sick by laying their hands upon them, while others cast out demons by the power of the Spirit. In fact, he states that miraculous works were frequently done in the brotherhood, and that the saints had grown accustomed to work miracles. Irenaeus states with great confidence his belief that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ even now confers benefits upon men and cures thoroughly and effectively all who anywhere believe on him. That's pretty typical of these men. Miracles seem to be a well-known thing among them. As you would expect, even after they abandoned Paul's doctrine, they would have known miracles. The gifts and the callings of God are without repentance, Paul said. God gives you a gift, it's yours. Now you can become a false prophet or a true one with it, but it's going to be there. Page 97, about superstition, the myth of John's fear. Irenaeus describes the Apostle John as cutting short his visit to a bathhouse in Ephesus when he discovered Cerinthius, a heretic, bathing there. Irenaeus says that the Apostle fled in terror, saying, "Let us fly, lest even the bathhouse fall down, because Cerinthus, the enemy of truth, is within." He was trying. Well, let's move on to the Word. Irenaeus teaches that the Word of the Father descended to earth and is the same also that ascended. This Word is the only begotten Son of the only God, our Lord Jesus Christ. He also teaches that the Word was God's agent in creation, and all that is true. You see, about the apostate fathers is not that they were all wrong. They believed in miracles. They believed in the power of the Spirit of God. They understood that there was no Trinity and that you had to live right to the end to be saved. But they had added all this other stuff. I've known men about like that. Brother Jim, you were brought to the Lord by one of them that had faith, knew you had to live right, believed in God for miracles. I don't know what he thought about the Trinity. I never asked him. People you'd love. I bet these men would have some things about them that would provoke you to get closer to God if you'd have known them. But that's not the thing. Jesus said if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. Why would it come that close to being possible? Because they had some good and right things about them. We don't want to be some good and some bad. You don't have to be. You can demand that I tell you nothing but the truth. And if I say anything that you have a question about, you're obligated to find out where I got it from. That's how you watch out for your souls. That's how you watch out for your children. You're obligated to find out who I am and what I'm doing and what you're doing here. And if you find it part true and part false, you're obligated to leave to protect your soul and your children's soul. This isn't a game. We're in it to be saved in the end and to do good in God's sight along the way. This isn't a church. It's the family of God, and in God's family, His children can demand good food and nothing but good food. You need to know who cooked the food I'm giving you. I've discovered in the past that I've passing on food to you that Satan cooked. You know that. When I found it out, I confessed it And I was healed. And you were too. He gave us the antidote for that poison. It's a pleasure to find out you're wrong if you're willing to repent.